Welcome to AM Best Audio.
U.S. annuity sales continue to set records, with total third quarter sales reaching $119.3 billion and year-to-date sales topping $345 billion, according to LIMRA. Growth has been particularly strong in registered products, such as registered index-linked annuities and traditional variable annuities, as investors seek solutions to manage market volatility and ensure retirement income. Despite potential interest rate shifts, LIMRA projects overall annuity sales to surpass $450 billion in 2025. I'm Lori Tortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and other key trends in the annuities market is Keith Golombieski. He's Assistant Vice President and Director of LIMRA Annuity Research. Keith, welcome. So great to speak with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, Lori. Always glad to be here and have a great time when we talk about the annuity market. Lots of things happening, lots of great trends and insights to share today.
Wonderful. We're so excited to hear all about them. Keith, registered products, especially registered index-linked annuities, posted double-digit growth in the third quarter. What factors drove that surge, and how are consumers responding to these products?
Yeah, that's a great question, Lori. I think from there's a couple different perspectives. From the annuity carrier perspective, we have more than 24 annuity carriers that now offer RILA type of products. We're also seeing new distribution firms that are adding the RILA registered index-linked annuities as part of their product mix. So there's more availability, there's more products, and now distributors are starting to add more and more of these products. We're also seeing new innovations from the annuity carriers, whether it's around crediting methods, the various indices that they're offering, and living benefit guarantees, right, that are being offered. You did mention, right, that focus around guaranteed income. So we are seeing more and more of those options offered on the RILA products. And that is becoming, is resonating again with some of the consumers and customers. And I think one other final point, just from that annuity carrier perspective, is you're starting to see some of the states begin approving some of these products. There are a few states out there that have taken a little longer for them to get used to these solutions. And we're starting to see those approvals happen. So again, more access across the U.S. From a customer standpoint, as you mentioned, despite some of the continued volatility, the equity market performance really is attracting investors and consumers looking to both counter some of that persistent inflation that we've seen, but then also look for that protected growth and that ability to lock in that growth with some downside protection has been important for these individuals. And when you think about really the equity market, right, as of really mid-November of this year, S&P 500 year-to-date returns is over 16%. So for individuals to be able to get access to some of that performance with downside protection is so crucial and clearly is impacting sales overall. And just to take a step back, you know, as you mentioned that we are projecting sales to total $450 billion for this year. Think about the last 4 years. 4 years of sales, we are almost surpassing $1.6 trillion in annuity sales over the past 4 years. So sales continue to grow, strong interest rates, strong equity market, and really strong growth across all the products. And I know we're going to talk about a few of the other products, but definitely growth on the registered side, as we just said about the RILA type of products.
Keith, what about traditional variable annuity? I know sales rebounded from the previous quarter. What trends or investor behaviors are fueling this renewed interest?
Yeah, we definitely are seeing some evidence of a change in the customer risk tolerance from a risk reward spectrum. Traditional variable annuities are typically the most risky, but provide the most potential return. So the strong equity markets are really helping. In addition, we've seen a number of updates to the products that are being offered and a number of new living benefits like the GMABs or Guaranteed Minimum Accumulation Benefits or the GMWBs, the Guaranteed Minimum Withdrawal Benefits that provide guarantees and protection on top of the full upside potential. So that is, I think, helping or contribute to some of that rebound in sales. In addition, we are seeing a renewed or additional activity on the fee-based side. So when you think about those investment-only variable annuities, as we try to reach some of the RIAs or our, some of those independent advisors, they are using some of these products to help reduce customer costs for some of that in-force legacy variable annuities, being able to use some of these newer traditional VAs, maybe on the fee-based side. We are seeing activity there, and that definitely is contributing to some of this rebound. But equity performance, when you're seeing a strong equity returns over the last 3 years, that definitely is helping with that renewed focus on this product line.
Fixed rate deferred annuities continue to attract risk-averse investors with higher crediting rates than CDs. Keith, how are advisors positioning these products in today's economic environment?
Yeah, we've really seen attractive rates over the last 3+ years in rates that we haven't seen over almost over the last 2 decades. So this is really helping individuals and the financial professional to get those individuals off the sidelines and try to get them into some type of good return. These are more the risk averse individuals. These individuals might be on more of the older demographics or older ages. So we've seen, that significant focus and growth within this product line. On average, when you can get a 4.5-5% annual growth rate for this product, that's significant. And on top of that, if you're getting about 200 basis points more in return over your typical bank CD, that is definitely attractive to these individuals and to those financial professionals. We've also seen rates exceed that magical 4% for life safe withdrawal percentage that many financial professionals talk about, think about when you think about either systematic withdrawal plans or just withdrawal plans for their customers. So if you can actually provide more return above that 4% for life, that can definitely be attractive where they can have income without reducing their initial investment. And then, of course, depending on the customer need for access and liquidity, there's various different rate terms that are available. The 3-year product, the 5-year products have been very popular over the past couple of years. We're starting to see some more focus maybe on some of those longer duration FRD products to lock in some of those strong rates. So we are seeing more activity on the 7-year up to more the 10-year type of products. So overall, interest rates driving a lot of this activity. And I think the ability to get customers into a product to give them decent returns, definitely making this the value proposition pretty strong for this product.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Fixed indexed annuity sales fell slightly year over year. Keith, what challenges are insurers facing in this segment, and how are they adapting to maintain growth?
Yeah, I'm not worried necessarily about the fixed index annuity sales. We are coming off of a record year in 2024. So sales are still very strong in 2025. So they might have fallen slightly this year, but still you're going to see a significant amount of business in this type of product. I do believe there is probably some cannibalization going on between the RILA product and the FIA product in the broker-dealer space. But overall, we are seeing a lot of activity in this product. You are seeing a continued strong sales among independent agents in those IMOs, the BGAs, lots of activity regarding this product. We'll also see, I think, a renewed focus on the GLB or living benefits and really the promotion of the ROP or return of premium downside protection. So going back to kind of that risk reward profile, fixed index annuities provide more downside protection than the RILA products. So again, there is a need for this solution. And I think you are seeing that activity in some of that independent agent area, and but strong sales overall. I don't see this necessarily declining further. I think it's just strong sales. It's just coming off of a record year last year.
With growing concern among consumers about outliving their savings, Keith, how is awareness of guaranteed income shaping sales, particularly among young generations like Generation X?
Yeah, in my opinion, you know, the growth of sales are only going to continue to rise based on the need and based on the growing awareness, especially with a lot of the work that the Alliance for Lifetime Income organization has done, now part of the LIMRA family, and really the improved engagement and acceptance by financial professionals. According to LIMRA's recently published retirement investor study, investors really overwhelmingly agree that lifetime guaranteed income is important, and it's important for peace of mind. It's important when you think about retirement planning, and many individuals, whether it's Gen Y, Gen X, really have to start thinking about that retirement planning, even though it might be 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the road. So I think you are seeing that the awareness from individuals that they know they need guaranteed income. You are seeing more, I think, positive publicity, positive news around the benefits of annuities, the benefits of using annuities within financial plans. And I think you also see for individuals that have some type of formal written plan as they work with their financial professional, they start understanding and learning more about the positive impacts of bringing in annuities as part of their overall financial plan. So I think annuities are here to stay. I think annuities will continue to grow. And then, as you mentioned, right, just thinking about the longevity aspects, the concerns around the potential for outliving their savings, those are are impactful. And I think people are, you know, when you think about what keeps you up at night, you know, I think you, as you do age, as you do get closer to thinking about retirement, those are concerns, and annuities can fit really nicely into an overall portfolio or plan. And we're only going to see more and more utilization of annuity type of products.
And Keith, looking ahead, what product innovations or shifts do you anticipate will influence annuity sales over the next year?
Yeah, I think number one, I think we're going to continue to see a focus in upside growth within the registered index-linked annuity product suite. As I mentioned, right, we are seeing more distribution available. We're seeing more annuity carriers offering RILA products. And now we're seeing more more innovations aligned to those products. So I think for the short term, right, within the next 1 to 2 years, I think RILA from a product standpoint will be the most impactful to sales. I think secondly, a big focus for many annuity carriers is around in-plan annuities. It is a new really market to reach individuals and talk about annuities and how they should be thinking about annuities as they continue to accumulate assets. Although sales growth will be minimal in the short term, this market, I think, could significantly grow the overall annuity pie, probably more in that mid to long term range. So maybe it's that 5 to 10 year range. And then finally, I think my last point would be really around experience improvements the industry is making to help with the ease of business. It, in my opinion, is probably bigger than any type of product change. Incorporating technology, really partnering across the annuity ecosystem in building out that experience for the advisor, for the individual, and really creating kind of that that ease of incorporating annuities into your overall assets, portfolios, and of course, planning. So I think it is a mixture of product like RILA, technology and experience. And then I think it's finding those new markets. And I think in-plan annuities is going to be one of those areas that many annuity carriers are focusing on. And I think that's how we're going to bring in a lot of new individuals into kind of that annuity market, just through a different distribution model.
Keith, this has been so interesting, so insightful, and it's always such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Of course, Lori, always willing to talk about annuities. And I think this is a space that is going to continue to grow and evolve. It is an exciting time as we see annuities become, just part of the day-to-day discussions for many financial professionals and for many consumers and customers. So thank you.
And you're very welcome. And as you shared, it is absolutely a very exciting time. So thank you again. That was Keith Golombieski, Assistant Vice President and Director of LIMRA Annuity Research. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.